technological advancement. Again, that's Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco, Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Vanport Mosaic Festival, May 26th through the 29th at various locations throughout North and Northeast Portland. The second annual Vanport Mosaic Festival will offer an exploration of the history and legacy of Vanport through a series of films and plays, lectures and conversations, and guided tours. Audiences will be invited to reflect upon the journeys of those who lived and died in the city of Vanport. As part of the festival, there will be screenings of a selection of Vanport oral histories. Again, that's the Vanport Mosaic Festival, May 26th through the 29th, at various locations throughout North and Northeast Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The time is 6 p.m. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's Labor Radio.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Labor Radio, of the working class, by the working class, for the working class. I'm Amanda Hill and I'm here with my co-host Jamie Partridge.
Hey Amanda.
Tonight we are talking about jobs with justice, and our guest is Joe Rastatter, Faith Labor Committee Chairperson for Portland Jobs with Justice. Welcome, Joe. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Amanda. I am Joe Rastatter. I'm a longtime member of Jobs with Justice, probably just over 20 years now, and I'm also a union member, particularly when I go up to Seattle and work in ballparks. I'm one of those guys who run up and down the stands and sell beer and peanuts to you, and when I'm there in Seattle at working like the Mariner games or the football games, that's called the Seahawks, I work as a member of Unite Here, Local 8, and it's good to be working with that union because it helps with my wages and conditions, of course, but it also something that's become increasingly important to me, all of us, is diversity. So with that union, I do get to support some of the hotel and custodian issues of people of color that are struggling. So it's a good union. I'm happy to be a union member.
Great, thank you. Before we get into our interview, let's start with a little background on Jobs with Justice. Jamie, I know you're a founding member of Portland Jobs with Justice. It is. You could probably lead a class on Jobs with Justice, but let's start with an overview.
Sure. Portland Jobs with Justice is a coalition of more than 100 labor organizations, faith institutions, student and community groups dedicated to protecting the rights of working people and supporting community struggles to build a more just society. And we're committed to the creation of family wage jobs, support for organizing both here and abroad, and maintaining pressure to demand corporate accountability to our communities. We are almost, about a little bit over 25 years old. And but you could probably tell us a little bit about Jobs with Justice, Amanda. You've been part of this.
Yeah, I've been involved with Jobs with Justice for about 7 years now. It's exciting work. It allows us to really get to know the communities within Portland, the marginalized communities, immigrant workers, low wage workers, people of color, LGBTQ, women and youth. Jobs with Justice believes that direct action is an important part of supporting these campaigns to support marginalized communities. We are committed to creating an organization that is fully inclusive and welcoming to everyone. Portland Jobs with Justice mobilizes support for the labor and community struggles at rallies, on picket lines, in educational settings, as well as at meetings and hearings. The basic building block of Portland Jobs with Justice is a pledge from individuals to turn out to support other people's struggles at least 5 times a year.
That's right. We have thousands of folks that have signed the pledge to come out 5 times a year, at least 5 times a year, picket lines, hearings, marches, rallies for workers' rights. And we're fighting for racial justice and an economy that benefits everyone. And we also work nationally, but locally, on the ground, and online. And there are 40 Jobs with Justice chapters nationwide. And we're supported by our various committees. Internally, we have an Immigrants' Rights Committee. We have a Global Justice Committee, Portland Rising, and then we'll tell you a little bit about that. And our Faith Labor Committee, which is headed up by our guest, Joe Rastetter.
Joe, would you tell us a little bit about your committee?
Well, okay. So we've just celebrated our 15th annual Faith Labor Breakfast. So I think we can date our involvement, Gene Eilers and myself, are one of the co-founders probably about 17 years ago. And so the idea is pretty basically what it sounds. We want people of faith that are care about social justice or are growing in their care about social justice to connect with worker struggles and to move on them. I did touch a national organization we're affiliated with out of Chicago is the Interfaith Worker Justice. There's a pretty famous author, founder of the IWJ named Kim Bobo, who's come out to visit us on occasion. But when I looked at their website, they say what they are trying to do is organize, educate, and advocate. So that's pretty much what I think we do, maybe not as consciously as we can, but that's a rough sort of introduction of our work.
Excellent. With the current administration's view on immigration, especially in relation to the Muslim faith, do you feel that the role of organizations within Jobs with Justice has changed? You know, with your committee, do you feel like you're doing different work than before Trump was in office?
You know, I think that's a really good question, and it's a good challenge for not just our committee, but all of Jobs with Justice, and for basically all the committee social justice work that's happening. We enjoyed a program. We do have a Faith Labor Breakfast, I mentioned, which is our big event. Maybe a couple hundred people will be involved in that. But we do forums throughout the year, one, two, or three, and we just completed one working with, Jamie's going to talk a little bit more about Portland Rising, mm-hmm. but the Portland Rising Committee and I and our committee joined together and did a teach-in, an educational on why unions matter, and we were really pleased. I thought he was the highlight of the event, but Iman Najib, who was a former Teamster, and so he had both faith and labor ingrained in him, but we are reaching out and have for a long time with people of color in the African American community. But anyone who's done social justice work knows that's a challenge. Folks that are poor and struggling on their own issues aren't really able easily to join organizations. So that'd be a longer conversation, but we're trying. We're working on it. We're very much aware. And also on the immigration issue, yes, many, many people of faith have stood up and are doing sanctuary work, and some of our members are involved in that, and there is a group called Interfaith Movement for Worker Justice, or MERJ, who's having a tremendous growth. They've hired two staff people
for immigrant justice,
yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And so we have a relationship with them. Our committee has relationships with maybe four or five other organizations that we try to support and collaborate with.
That's awesome. Jamie, do you want to jump in and tell us a little bit about Portland Rising at
sure.
this point?
Sure. Portland Rising is a Committee of Jobs with Justice that takes on various community struggles that emerge over time. It actually got started a number of years ago when we figured out that there were like four or five different unions that had contracts expiring at the same time. I think it was the end of June in that year. And Jobs with Justice tries to prioritize, you know, and focus on particular worker struggles as they come up. But here we had like four or five all at the same time. And what we came up with, Portland Rising, this idea was to put a bunch of people on a bus. And well, maybe we had a couple buses.
I was on one of those bus rides. Yeah. Yeah, great.
Yeah. And we went from job site to job site for these different unions representing different sets of workers. And with the, you know, these dozens and dozens of people basically disrupted a little bit the business as usual at these work sites and sent a message to management that the community was behind fair contracts, you know, decent hours, wages, working conditions for these workers. And thus was born the Portland Rising idea. We did our bus tour. I think we did it a couple years in a row. More recently, the Portland Rising group hatched a $15 an hour Portland campaign for 15, in which they targeted a number of different sets of workers, from nursing home workers to home care workers to city workers and county workers, pushing for the $15 minimum wage. And then recently, the Portland Rising Committee is focused on why unions matter, going into colleges and high schools with workers telling their stories and economists telling the facts. But, you know, before we get too much farther here into the Jobs with Justice description, I want to send you out to our friend Ani, who's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on with KBOO.
Thank you so much, Jamie and all. I'm Ani. I'm here with Larry, and this is our spring membership drive. We just have a couple of days left for our spring membership drive, and well, this is the time that we ask you to become a member. Become a member of KBOO today and help us meet our $400 goal for Labor Radio this evening. Call us at 877-500-5266 right now, or go online at kboo.fm and click the donate button. It is a wonderful thing to do. It's a great thing to do. Why is it important? Well, because you're hearing Jamie talk about why unions matter. And if you if you've had the experience of working at a non-union shop and then working at a union shop, you know why unions matter. If you have not had the experience of working at a union shop, I'm really glad you're listening to Labor Radio. Maybe you can find out how to organize. Maybe you can find out how to actually improve the lot of workers where you are. It is that strength and solidarity that is brought to you on Monday nights with Labor Radio that I feel like it is an empowering program for so many people who are either wanting to stay in the know about what's happening with the labor movement, or are looking for that inspiration to start organizing, maybe for the very first time. Please call us right now and support this effort. Your contribution of just $10 a month would make you a sustaining member of KBOO. It adds up to $120 over the course of a year. But you know, it's really pocket change. It's really only 33 cents a day. And so right now, that's what we're asking. Please become a sustaining member of KBOO. Give what you can afford to give, but do give and become a member, because together we're a whole lot stronger. It's about solidarity. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
877-500-5266. You are an important part of the effort. Call now with your pledge to KBOO. Take a stand for the truth. Take a stand for freedom of information. Take a stand for facts. You are a part of this powerful movement of participatory independent media, and we call on you now for your support. Every day, thousands of you rely on this newscast. We are able to express unheard perspectives in a media environment where so many people are invisible. We can do this because of you. Take a minute to invest in KBOO. I'm asking you to join this community project intended for a more inclusive media. Please join KBOO now, 877-500-5266.
You know, we pay our union dues for job security. We pay our tithe at church for our spiritual security. And it's time for all you listeners who have been checking us out on Labor Radio every week to step up with your KBOO dues. It's time for your contribution to sustain KBOO, for your information security and your security and activism going forward. This is a community radio station, and it's your radio station. Step up now.
Okay, and we're back. We're here with Joe Rassetter. He is the chairman of the Faith and Labor Committee at Jobs with Justice. And along with my co-host, Jamie Partridge, we're talking about Jobs with Justice and the role of the Faith Labor Committee in Jobs with Justice. So, Jamie, I'm glad that you brought up the 15 Now campaign. That was one of my personal favorite campaigns. I worked pretty hard on the 15 Now campaign, and it was really rewarding to have Jobs with Justice show up at so many of our actions. Jamie was our personal star in petition signature gathering during that campaign.
That's right.
He got an actual award from the 15 Now campaign for doing that. It's one way that Jobs with Justice really supports the community, doing petitions, showing up for rallies. It's one way that you can honor your pledge to take part in five actions that are not your own. It's part of being part of the community.
Let's move back to asking Joe a little bit more about what's going on with the Faith Labor Committee. Trump and his cronies, everybody's talking about this guy, are making sweeping changes in policies. And in particular, he's attacking marginalized communities, like we mentioned, Muslims as well. He's pledged to remove protections such as those of for LGBTQ for folks, and of course, immigrant workers and immigrants in general. So, do you think this has strengthened or weakened the faith labor based coalition campaigns, Joe?
Well, I'm not sure. I think, and it's pretty obvious to many of us that the United States citizenry, let's call us that now, are terribly divided, polarized. I would think that's so very true, even maybe more true in the faith communities, particularly in the Christian communities that I move with. It won't surprise too many of us that the Faith Labor Committee stands pretty much completely with the progressive movements of supporting all immigrants and their right to have complete human rights. Others take a stronger, other Christians, but we don't connect with them. We do need to diversify and be more inclusive, and we want to keep communicating, etc. Kind of a long way of dealing with this conversation. I would say not our committee directly, except for our relationship with that interfaith movement for immigrant justice. I know there's people from our committee, just like we got out for the 15 Now and leafleted, and we provided church space for people to come in and talk to church members. We're showing up with the immigration plans. There was that big gathering in Tacoma, a detention center. Several people from our committee attended that. Whether we can have an impactful sort of report on that, no. I think we're a fairly small committee and doing what we can.
So what do you think is the role or the importance of people of faith engaging in the struggle with the forces that have emerged in this with this Trump phenomenon? Folks may know that these white nationalists who are calling themselves patriots, they actually are staging a rally here in Portland on June 4th on a Sunday, and they're calling it a patriot prayer rally. And, making America great again, right? What do you think is the importance of folks in the faith community engaging with what's happening with that phenomenon?
Well, I think our challenge is to show up in much greater numbers than these others, these clowns, to do so nonviolently, particularly in this situation. And I do want to comment, if it doesn't show immediately with our committee's growth, certainly emerge in the call out to people of faith, both Christian, Jewish, and Muslims, others, has been tremendous. I remember in December that they planned for 150 people to show up at a downtown church on a snowy Sunday afternoon, and like 350 people showed up. Another meeting for the gathering of people to deal with sanctuary and to form organizations to deal with sanctuary at St. Charles Parish on a Monday night. They had a little room off the side to seat 30 or 40 people, but not only did they move to the gym, they ran out of all their chairs in the gym. So 400 people showed up, and I think about 20, at least 20, 25 faith institutions did choose to become part of the sanctuary movement. So amongst the people I move with, certainly there is a quite a rising up and people taking responsibility on these issues.
I noticed when there was a rally down at the ICE headquarters, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement headquarters, a young man who had actually legal status, he was deferred action for childhood arrival, legal status, had been picked up by ICE and was detained. And his church community, plus many others, church communities, came out to that rally and were effective in getting him released on bond within a day. So there's I think there's a real movement from the faith community to engage in this struggle for our to protect marginalized communities in our current climate. And on that note, we're going to visit again our membership drive coordinator out there, Ani. How are you?
We're doing great. We are doing fantastic, and we're really interested in what you're saying here on Labor Radio tonight. And that's the thing. Right now, my friend, you are listening to Labor Radio, and it's time for you to step to the phone and support what you believe in. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And you do that because you know that we have to band together. You know that other media outlets exclude the voice of labor. You know, when we talk about labor disputes in the rest of the media world, who do they focus on? They talk to the bosses and they talk to consumers who may be impacted. Do they ever talk to the workers? No, they do not. Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting has actually done many studies on this. And well, that's why, my friend, you are listening to KABU right now, because we have a weekly labor show. We have labor presence. We talk about labor in our news and our public affairs. And that's why it's so important right now for you to take the action that really empowers and encourages communication on these important issues. Right now, it empowers your entire community when you call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
877-500-5266. Consider KABU's place in your day, how it enriches and informs you regularly. That's worth something. You value how KABU informs you, so become a member right now. The money you invest now comes back to you as a service that is essential, especially as mainstream outlets produce feeble attempts at news. We can only step outside of this new norm because of your support. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Where else are there great programs like this, like Labor Radio or so many other programs that KABU has? It's really, they're a tremendous public resource, and I think really help the people of Portland to be aware of the forces that control the world around us and get us away from the mindset of the mainstream media and keep us informed. And I think that's a tremendously useful resource for Portland.
Absolutely. So, and the rest of the world, really. I mean, we come out at 90.7 in the North Willamette Valley, but at KBOO.FM all over the world. And labor, the whole point of solidarity, first we start locally, but we also have to band together nationally and internationally. And I'm always interested to know what's going on in labor movement across the country and around the world. Wherever you're listening, if you are listening to KBOO.FM, go ahead and click that donate button, because your membership, your participation at KABU, your community radio station, is relevant wherever you are. Please, again, back what you believe in, back what you're listening to. Close that reciprocated loop and just go ahead, give back, become a member of KABU. It's an empowering thing to do. It is a fabulous thing to do. And I suggest that you do it in a monthly way. It's a sustaining membership. And I suggest that you give us 1 hour's wage every month. If you're making $15 an hour, please check out. Give us $15 a month. If you're making $12.50 an hour, please check out. Give us $12.50 a month. If you're making $25 an hour, that would be a wonderful thing. Please give us $25 a month. It's a way of evening out that that responsibility throughout our grassroots membership base. Become a sustaining member of KABU today with that 1 hour's wage every month. Whatever that is for you, whatever you can afford to give, really is the key, is that you are doing it. You are participating. Call us at 877-500-5266. We are off the ground and going, and we will raise that $400 by 7 o'clock, but we can only do it with your support. 877-500-5266.
877-500-5266. Yeah, some people donate as little as, say, $5 a month, and that's a pretty good thing, too. That adds up to $60 yearly. A number of people do that. I mean, it all adds up, so we're grateful for any help you can give. That's just one idea, you know, or you can do a one-time donation or whatever you like, whatever fits your budget, whatever works for you. Maybe you won't be near the radio later today, and it might slip your mind. Take care of your contribution now while you're still thinking about it. Support from listeners like you adds up to the biggest share of the funding for everything you hear on KABU. So call or give online now. The phone number is 877-500-5266.
Or online, kboo.fm. Click that donate button. But perhaps the easiest thing to do is call 877-500-5266. You can also come on down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Southeast Portland. Perhaps you're on your way home and you have a few minutes to stop by and make your contribution in person. Become a member of KABU in person. Let us show you around the station and show you how we put your resources to work in service of the entire community. Please give us that call or stop by. Do it now. Become a member of KABU this evening during Labor Radio and help us reach that $400 goal. 877-500-5266.
And here we are back on Labor Radio, of the working class, by the working class, for the working class. And those of you who work for wages and salaries, which is certainly most of us, you know, you can become a member of the owning class by becoming a KABU member. You, among many, many thousands of others, can be an owner of KABU. So step up, join the owning class.
Those of you that are fans of the Labor Radio, most of you are probably in labor unions as well. So you have those stellar contracts out there, and you're able to afford to support your local community radio. So we're back here with Joe Rastetter and Jamie Partridge, and I'm Amanda Hill. Joe, I wanted to touch back with you on the Faith Labor Breakfast. It's one of my favorite events every year, and as you said, you've been doing it 15 years or so?
15 years this February, yes.
Wow. It, like I said, it's one of my favorite events. The diversity of folks in the breakfast is always astounding to me, and I really enjoy having conversations. Can you tell me how you came up with the idea initially, and why do you think it continues to be such a well-attended and anticipated event?
Well, it's a challenging event for many because we start at 7:15 a.m., and so people have to be somewhat committed. I personally think that it's the idea of getting to see people you've known in the community, have known their names, and then an opportunity to actually sit down with them. We sometimes don't do as good a job of leaving enough time for discussions for the last, you know, big hunk of the agenda. But we do try to stay current and bring up the issues that really are pertinent to people. And we have Gene Eilers is actually the co-chair with me and does a big hunk of the work, actually interviewing people beforehand, working on what they're going to say and keeping the task of keeping on time. And so we're pretty conscientious. We've worked hard and we meet a lot. It takes a lot of lunches and we have lunch meetings to produce a breakfast. And so it seriously could be like 8 to 10 meetings for an hour and a half to prepare for the breakfast, even though we've done it for a lot of years.
Well, it certainly pays off because, like I said, I've really enjoyed the breakfasts. I've actually been a facilitator 2 years ago, and that was a great experience as well. So at the end of the breakfast, we kind of break up at our tables and talk about an issue and learn about each other. It's really quite a rewarding experience.
I've been privileged to be a facilitator there are about a dozen tables. Is that what we have?
Actually, yeah, to accommodate 60 people times 8, you need... you need 20 tables times 8 to get to 160 people, which is a good average.
But I've been fortunately a lot of years. I have a 30-year membership in the Letter Carriers Union, and so postal issues are always forefront in my mind. And right. A lot of years, you've decided to have a postal one of the tables be talking about saving our postal service from being dismantled and privatized. And the way you set it up is you have a worker talk about their story, their working conditions, or whatever it is that's going on with them, and then you have a faith leader comment on the moral importance of what these workers are facing. And it's a really impressive combination, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thanks. And then we also have a table facilitator. So if you're going to have 20, 22 tables, you've organized 3 people to be at each table, so you know that 60 to 66 people are going to show up. It's kind of like, I think, Grant High School does their musicals. They cast 100 or more, and so when their families show up, then they have big, big crowds in the audience. But it's a strategy that has worked, and we feel good about it.
I've been really impressed with the the way that the Faith Labor Committee has continually engaged church leaders, clergy of various faiths, and just with my experience as a postal worker, advocate, activist, one of the institutions that Jobs with Justice supports and maintains or initiated and continues is a Workers' Rights Board,
right?
In which we have a panel, we have a hearing usually with a panel of community leaders who are peers, that is on the same social influence level as employers and